I don't even have to know that I can stop the game summary when that kind of roar happens in here in the 016 Founders Lounge. Head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades. Somebody asked me before the game, are you going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner again tonight? I didn't know if I would, and I certainly didn't think so after two periods, but it ended up having to be that way because the Warriors, as you know, never give up, and they gave you everything you could handle again, but you're fortunate to be able to come away with a victory tonight.
It's a crazy series, man.
That's putting it mildly.
This is craziness.
Yeah, but you got out to a 4-0 lead, and I said to Adam prior to the start of the third period, that's about as good as I've seen you play for 40 minutes, shutting down the Warriors, not giving them a whole heck of a lot. A lot of their stuff was from the outside, it seemed, and then it all went to H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket in the third period all of a sudden.
Yeah, it started with a little luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some bounce that hit a skate, or we missed it in the offensive zone, and they come down, and then it hits a skate and goes in. Then there's a power play goal, right? And that's a lethal power play, so you can't put them out there, but they're extremely talented. So that got the ball rolling. It was the 4-2-3 time when I really just thought, oh, man, we've just gotten away from what we are and what's worked for us. But the snowball was kind of unfortunate, but it just kept coming.
What stopped it? Were you able to do something in the third period that was able to sort of stop that and be able to give you a chance to reset?
On the bench, we're all talking. We all know. We all prepared for this. They refer to it as punching back. We prepared all week prior to the series for that momentum swing that they push back. I mean, that's what they do. That's all teams at this time of season do that, but they do it really well. So we prepared for it all week. And then about the 4-minute mark of the third, we started stringing together some offensive zone shifts, slowed that down a little bit, managed pucks a little better. So that's kind of what got us like back on track.
Before I let you ask a question, Adam, can you folks hear in
the
back?
You got to turn it up.
We got to turn it up.
Yeah,
well, hang on. Yeah. I'll do that. You go ahead and ask the question.
If I tried touching it, we'd be off the air in 30 seconds.
Exactly. So go ahead.
And just obviously, I'm sure you would have like reset in the third period, but just overtime, I mean, that's every overtime you guys have played in. It's reset, and I'm sure you really liked your guys' overtime period once again.
I thought it was, getting back to what we want to do. Is that better?
Yeah.
Is that better? Yeah, it was just a matter of trying to... It was just a matter of trying to get back to our identity. Is this poor?
It's a little hot.
It's a little harsh.
He'll fix it. There we go.
Better?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the question.
No, I'll move on.
It was about overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a matter of getting back to what we are as an identity.
Yeah, and I mean, Alex Zuzlev, the play, makes an overtime, 3 assists tonight. Just a comment maybe on his game.
Yeah, it's funny. Suze is such a good kid, and we actually have developed a really good relationship. He wasn't thrilled with his start to the series, and we just talked about, it's a step at a time. You don't need to hit a home run every shift. You don't need to, get down at all. It's just, let's take a step today. And I think through the series, he's taken a step and a step and a step.
Charlie Wright, what can you say about his play throughout this series?
Absolute monster, pro. I'm crazy to me that there's teams not clamoring over each other for the highest bidder on him. I'm sure there will be when the season's over. Absolute monster.
You're up 3-2. You have 2 shots at finishing it off. I know you want to finish it off Sunday in Moose Jaw, but it's going to be a chore to be able to do that. But if you can play 60 like you played 40 tonight, I think you have a good chance.
Well, we'll just do what we always do, like I say. We're going to go watch the video, see what we can do better, see what we can fix, and turn the page and get ready for the next one.
All right. Brendan, thanks for this. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brendan Sonny, the head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.